I'm Rob Lee, and welcome to the Mirror TKO Wrestling Podcast. And I'm very pleased that joining us right now is Samoa Joe. Hello, Joe.
Hello, how are you?
Very well, thank you. Congratulations on becoming a father to a new baby boy.
Much appreciated. We're very happy about it.
I bet you are. Will you be going on paternity leave at all?
No, unfortunately not. No, there's no rest for the wicked. there's always another face to punch and they ask to kick. So
that's good to know. So, the Bound for Glory series, it's looking like it's all over for you at the moment.
It's looking not ideal, but, you know, I guess we'll soldier on, despite what misgivings I may have with the officiating.
So you're blaming the officiating?
Well, I mean, no, not entirely. I mean, obviously, it's all performance-based, but, I mean, me and TNA officials have never had a very, good standing when it came to, well, what's agreeable and what's not agreeable in the ring.
At the moment, it's looking like the breakout star is going to be either Crimson Gunner or Robert Roode. That must be incredibly frustrating for you.
Absolutely. I mean, these are guys, you know, at certain points in my career, you know, I'd have no problem stomping on. And I think, I mean, everybody kind of hits a slump here and there, and unfortunately, I may be enduring one at the moment.
Would you agree that... Results-wise, you're in a little bit of a rut at the moment. At Destination X, you lost to Kazarian in the opener.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, what's your definition of a winner? I mean, I walked home. He limped home. I mean, you know, I got in my car and I drove back to my house. He got into an ambulance and he spent the night in an emergency room. I mean, you know, I get it. What, you know, who's the winner and who's losing the record books, but I think we all know who really won that match.
Okay. Well, expectations going into Destination X that there'd be a third party or three way series with AJ Styles and Christopher Daniels. What happened there?
Cowardice.
Cowardice.
Listen. You know, Chris Daniels and AJ Styles. I mean, we've known each other a long time. I mean, they've known each other forever. They've wrestled each other 22 million times. Mm-hmm. I mean, they know what to expect of each other. They've already established some professional trust as far as the limits they'll go to win a match with each other. You know, that's exactly why you don't want me in that ring. I mean, AJ Styles had every opportunity in the world to turn around and say, listen, Chris, you're crazy. Everybody knows people want to see you, me, and Joe.
Okay.
I mean, that's what the world wants to see. I mean, that's the elephant in the room. That's what everybody wants to do. But unfortunately, you know, Chris, you know, he's got his own agenda. He's always got his little sibling jealousy of AJ, which is disgusting. He's a grown man. I can't believe he's still, you know, tooting the same horn, you know, AJ's better than me, blah, blah, blah. I got fired. You know, it's sad, bro, but get over it. You got fired. You got fired because you're always sitting there worrying about being better than AJ. You need to be better than everybody else, like me.
So is this...
That's beside the point. What I'm saying is, it's just, I mean, it was silly and it was cowardice. It was them trying to protect themselves, not have a wild card in the equation, make sure that, you know, there'll be a nice little serviceable outcome, everybody will be fine after the match. It's the same old stuff. I mean, it's just boys taking care of their boys. I mean, it's ridiculous.
So is this a match that you're building up to in the very near future, then?
I want to do it. I mean, it's up to them. I mean, you know, if you want to see it, you need to go tell AJ Styles and Christopher Daniels. I mean, you need to go tell the Fortune Knitting Circle that they need to come to town and do this match. I mean, it's inevitably what the fans want. I mean, their will is going to overrule anything. You just got to tell these guys to step to the table. Everybody lets them off the hook because they're AJ and Chris and their buddies and that's ridiculous. Quit letting these guys off the hook. Call them out on it. Say, why did you not put Dylan in the match? What are you scared of? You know, I mean, you get the answer that you always do. I am the wild card. I'm not good to wrestle. You may win, but you're not going to really win.
So even though you guys are all mates going back a long way, are you suggesting that even though there's a understanding or a code of honor in place, that you may go?
You have drinking buddies, I'm sure. You have friends that you've known throughout life that you can go out to the pub with, you can go out to the bar with, you can go anywhere, and generally you have a good time. And you know, you have one of those friends that generally, he's a habitual line stepper. He's got a problem. He just sometimes, you know, a dude looks funny at your party, he wants to defend the other party, and you just go there and smack him in the face.
Okay.
I'm that guy.
So who's next then?
Whoever they put in front of me. I mean, I just hope they put me in a condition where, you know, I can have a decent shot at winning a match, you know, fair and square without having to compete against the ref, too. I mean, they put Earl Hebner in there with me all the time. That's ridiculous. Earl Hebner's 422 million years old. Earl Hebner has wrestled every great wrestling match in the world. Earl Hebner has refereed because he's been here for everyone since the beginning of time. I mean, he refereed Pharaohs. This guy, you're telling me this dude who's 3 million years old has good enough eyesight and coordination to referee and catch intricate submissions of people tapping out. This dude can't even drive himself to the arena. That's why we hired his son. That's why Brian Hebner works for TNA, because Earl can't drive his ass to the arena. He's blind as a bat. You gotta put this guy. I am a professional. I'm a highly trained, skilled submission assassin. You know, what I do to people, I mean, you don't see. I mean, they're knocked out. They're passed out. You got to be paying attention. Earl can't even pass a bowel move, let alone pay attention. You kidding me? This is ridiculous.
Joe, surely you're not suggesting that Earl Hebner has anything but an impeccable wrestling referee record.
Oh yeah. Listen to this thing. I mean, like, in any other sport, this guy will be around. I mean, they won't even let Pete Rose back in American baseball because, I mean, Earl Hebner screwed the world champion. He's refereeing my matches? I mean, you're telling me that's acceptable? I mean, you're a conspiracy. You know, you're saying, oh, it's the refereeing. Oh, it's something against you. Look at the evidence. Look what I'm in the ring with. I mean, it's silly. It's ridiculous.
Well, I don't want to live Montreal 1997 all over again. I'm sure everybody knows about that. But
I don't think anybody does. I mean, you know. It's
certainly not your employers, it would seem. Generation Me look to have departed TNA at the moment. What's your assessment of their tenure with the company?
You know what? My assessment was that it just wasn't their time. But I will say this. I think they're talented and skilled enough that they will do fantastic in the rest of the world, and I would not be surprised to see them on a national and or international stage again very, very soon.
They had a dark match with ROH recently, didn't they? So before they finished up with TNA.
And I mean, they worked with them before. I mean, it's not like it's anything new. I mean, it's just they came to TNA around the same time. So I mean,
well, like you say, they're very young, so it's highly probable they'll be on an international stage again very soon.
I mean, without a doubt. I mean, and like I said, they both accomplished so much so early in their career that I think it overshadows the fact that people don't realize they're very early in their career. And, I mean, I think Generation Me has a very, very bright future ahead of them.
You obviously rate them very highly, then.
I do, and I rate them highly as wrestlers and as people. I mean, I think they're two very even-keeled people, and they have good heads and the shoulders, and, you know, they want to do what's best for themselves and what's best for wrestling. And, I mean, it's a sad reality of wrestling that it always doesn't work out. Mm-hmm. And, but I think an important aspect of it is recognizing when it doesn't, and recognizing, you know, it's time to just kind of, you know, carry on, push on, and on to the next project with, you know, even more, vim and gusto, and I don't think those guys will have a problem doing that at all.
Cool. Okay. Impact Wrestling has struck a working relationship with AAA in Mexico. What role do you anticipate, and what do you hope for as part of that arrangement?
I mean, I'm actually headed down there, the end of this week, so, I mean, I guess I'll find out what my whole involvement is. I mean, like I said, I'm pretty much a utilitarian asking guy. I mean, they just send me out when they need hits done or they need something, something's wrong in Japan, go handle this guy, go slap this dude for money. But, it's just, that's what I do. I mean, it's whatever they got planned down there. I mean, I heard that we're invading, we're taking over, and we're funking people in AAA, and they need somebody to go down there and help out. Well, I'm more than happy to go down there and do that.
But you are an assassin, as you said. On other matters, away from TNA, do you think that the deal that ROH has struck with Sinclair Broadcasting will significantly advance their standing at all?
For their sake, I hope so. I don't know any details of the deal. I mean, I think for me to speak on it would be, pretty silly, because I know nothing of what their deal is with Sinclair Broadcasting.
Well, certainly mean a lot more exposure for them.
And if that's the case, then awesome. I left ROH with a great relationship with a lot of the people there, and mm-hmm. I think that, the guys in charge there probably, I trust them to, make pretty bright decisions, and, I hope this deal really works out for them. And, it's another great place to see pro wrestling, and I have no problem with that whatsoever.
It looks like Austin Aries is going to be back in Impact Wrestling full time. Would you fancy a little match with? I mean, you've said that you'll fight anyone that's put in front of you, but does the idea of Austin Aries, do you fancy that at all? Does that get any special relish for you?
Absolutely. Without a doubt, without a shadow of a doubt. Of course. I mean, I think Austin's, I learned firsthand. I mean, he's one of the most underestimated individuals in wrestling. Mm-hmm. And I think what you've seen of him lately, especially, you know, on Impact and in Destination X, I think he's now just starting to come into his own, which is a dangerous thing because he was good before, you know. And Austin Aries, he's an unusual eccentric cat, but he always goes into matches bringing 100%. Just giving tremendous effort. He's just an entertaining individual to have in the ring. And I'd love to work him again. I'd love to beat him up. Yes.
Because he had been talking about retiring just before in DG USA, but it's obviously Impact Wrestling has tempted him back into full-time fighting.
So you're telling me, you're telling me a pro wrestler stays going to retire?
Oh, come on, they always adhere to the stips.
Stop it, dude. Like, that is unheard of. Get out of here with that nonsense talk.
Okay. Also looking over to the competition, there's quite the program going on between two of your old mates, CM Punk and John Cena, at the moment, isn't there? Are you finding that a bit tasty?
I rarely get a chance to watch much wrestling during the week. Usually got to stop bitching on the road or doing stuff. But, it's an interesting matchup. You know, I know both guys very, very well. And, hopefully they'll get things worked out. Because I know they both can get a little testy.
Okay, superb. Well, thank you very much for your time, Samoa Joe. Yeah.